From Spark and Anvil and Dialogue Quest, this is Dash, in Chapter 1 of the Dialogue Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Patter met Dash on a busy afternoon, and he barely got a word in. Dash was a zippy little chipmunk, practically vibrating with energy. The moment Patter began, "I was wondering if you..." Dash leapt in. "If I keep the interruptions? Yes, that's me." His speech bubble had crashed right into the end of Patter's, with a little dash where the two met, like two train cars coupling. "You finished my sentence," Patter said. "Before I did." "Couldn't help it," Dash said, then caught himself and slowed down, a little sheepish. "Sorry, my name is Dash. I keep the interruptions. When someone's too excited, or too worried, or too sure they know what's coming, they jump in. They cut the other person off." He pointed to the little dash hanging in the air where their bubbles had collided. "That mark right there, that's me."
Patter watched, fascinated, as Dash demonstrated. Two creatures were having a calm, polite talk, each waiting their turn. Then Dash zipped in, and suddenly one was finishing the other's lines, both of them tumbling over each other.
"But if we leave now, we'll miss it. I know, that's why we have to run."
The talk caught fire. It felt urgent and alive and real. "See the dashes?" Dash said, pointing to where each line got cut off. "Every dash is a place someone couldn't wait. It makes the talk feel fast, excited, like the words are racing." Then he showed the other side. He had two creatures interrupt every single line, over and over, nonstop. And it stopped feeling exciting. It just felt like chaos, like nobody was listening to anybody. "Too much," Dash admitted, slowing himself down with visible effort. "If everybody always interrupts, it's just noise. The dash only works when it's a surprise." Patter felt the click. The kids never interrupt. Every line waits politely for the last one to finish, he thought. So their talks feel slow and stiff. A few well-placed dashes would wake them right up.
"Dash," Patter said, "I run a workshop. The kids write talks where everyone waits their turn, perfectly polite, every time. It feels like a tennis match in slow motion. Would you join us? Show them the interruption and how to use it just enough." "Yes," Dash started, then grinned and made himself finish the whole sentence on purpose. "I would love to come." Patter laughed. He'd come. So Dash joined the workshop, and the talking scenes there crackle with energy now, at just the right moments.
When Patter teaches interruption, Dash shows the way. "Find the most exciting moment in your talk," he tells the kids, zipping around. "The part where someone's bursting to speak. End their line with a dash, like this." He draws one in the air. "And let the next character crash right in." He gives them the rule that matters most. "But only sometimes," Dash says, holding himself still with effort. "An interruption is like a loud noise. One loud noise makes you jump. 100 loud noises, and you stop hearing them. Save the dash for when a character truly can't wait, when they're scared, or thrilled, or desperate to stop the other person." He points. "The rest of the time, let people finish their sentences. The polite turns make the interruptions matter." A young writer asked, "What does an interruption show about a character?" "Feeling," Dash said. "Big feeling. Nobody interrupts when they're calm. So when your character cuts someone off, the reader feels it. This one can't hold it in anymore. That's the whole gift of the dash. It's a window into how badly someone wants to speak."
After the workshop, Dash finally wound down, sitting beside Patter, his energy settling like dust after a gust. "You're a whirlwind in the talks," Patter said gently. "But you're quiet now." Dash was still for a moment, a real moment, no dashes. "I used to think my interrupting meant I was rude," he said. "That I didn't care what other folks had to say. It made me feel bad about myself, honestly." He looked at his own small paws. "But then I figured out why I do it.
It's not that I don't care. It's that I care so much. The words rush out because I'm bursting with feeling about the person I'm talking to. A warm, settled understanding spread through him, and for once, he didn't rush past it. The interrupting isn't me not listening. It's me caring out loud, too fast to wait. And once I knew that, I stopped being ashamed of it. I just learned when to let it fly, and when to hold it, and breathe, and let my friend finish. And he sat there in the rare, full quiet, glad to be a creature whose whole heart was simply too eager to stay still.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Dash. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.